So when we have some control over in the present, there we may try to over control. It may become too aggressive or too possessive, and then that makes things worse. So how do we know how much to control in the present? Yes, there is always the possibility that we may over control. So the main point is that if we have our purpose clear, that I want to serve Krishna, and that means that my purpose is to serve Krishna, if I am attached not just to the purpose of serving Krishna, but to the form of serving Krishna, I want to serve Krishna in this way only, and things have to work out this way only, then that becomes, if the form is meant to serve the purpose. But if the form becomes more important than the purpose, that means, I'll give an example for this. Srila Prabhupada was in Jhansi and he started the League of Devotees. And he got some success over there. But at that time, some local politician and some local other influential people, they made a whole clique against him. And he practically had to leave that place, which was going to be his international headquarters for his League of Devotees. Then at that time, Prabhupada thought, he could have fought this, because he had legal claim over that building. And he had the deed also for that. But then Prabhupada felt that this is a fight I don't want to fight. He felt that anyway, one of his godbrothers told him that Jhansi is not such a metropolitan place. If you want to do something impactful, it should be done in a more important place. And also the people who were coming there for his programs, they were coming more out of piety than out of spirituality. So respecting a holy person, they're not really interested in transforming their lives. So Prabhupada felt at that time, he could have held on to that property, but it was not really serving his purpose. Rather, the effort required to hold on to that property was so great that he felt that it was disproportionate, it would not serve his purpose adequately. So therefore, he has decided to let go. So if we keep the purpose in mind properly, we're periodically reminded of our purpose, then whichever form of service we are doing, we will not become too possessive about that. The danger is that when we are doing a particular service, we think this is the only way I can serve Krishna. Or not only this is the best way I can serve Krishna. Yes, it may be best in our understanding, but sometimes our definition of best does not match with Krishna's definition of the best. So then we have to just let go at that time. So basically, whenever we are faced with some adverse situation, there are three broad alternatives we have. One is we change ourselves. Second is we change the situation, which includes changing the other person, but changing the situation. And the third is we walk away from the situation. So change ourselves means, okay, I understand there's not much in my control, I accept it. So we see the Pandavas did all these three at different times. Initially, when the Kauravas were against them, they tried to poison Bhima, they tried to have them burned alive. Yudhishthira told them, don't aggravate the matters, just keep calm. Since if we accuse them of they have done this, it will aggravate the hostilities. So they just changed themselves and tolerated. But then after, Draupadi was dishonored. And then a line was crossed. And the Pandavas fought. At that time, they changed the situation. But later on, when Krishna departed from the world, then they just walked away. Now, walking away is different from running away. In running away, we are simply fearful. I want to be anywhere except here. Yeah, we are just running away. The primary impetus is fear. But in walking away, the primary impetus is choice. You know, I have better things to do in life than fight this battle. So I have more important things to do, therefore let this go. I will walk away from this. So if we keep our long-term purpose of serving Krishna in mind, and then we have the present form of service as an aid to that purpose, then keeping that form and purpose together in mind, we will ourselves be able to make out you know, whether this form is, whether working on this form is assisting the purpose or not. And we all have to learn by experience. Sometimes we go for, say, a program someplace. And then we go sometimes one time, two times, five times, 10 times. And people are not interested. So what do we do at that time? Do we keep persisting over there or do you go for a program somewhere else? In principle, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said that you should preach to the, if nobody comes, preach to the walls. But then he did not just stay in Mayapur preaching to the walls. He traveled all over the country. He sent his disciples all over the world also. Tried to send his disciples to various parts of the world. So the point is that whatever situation we are in, we are ready to serve. But if some situation is going to, is stonewalling us in our service, then we may just go to a different situation. So we may, it is something which we have to, by our own introspection, by consulting others, by maybe seeing the situation from a little more distant perspective, then we can decide whether this particular holding on is worth it or not, whether it is aiding me in a purpose of serving Krishna or not. Does it address the question? Yes,
well, 90%. In the sense that then the question arises, how do we know that the